Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to episode 9 of our 2015 Avian Award podcast series. This is a podcast where we go over the list of nominees for the Avian Awards for 2015, discuss some of the nominees, some of the favorites, some of my favorites, some of your favorites, some forgotten folks. We also go over in sometimes extreme detail the process that goes in to taking all of the porn that is released and turning it into the Porn Oscars, the 2015 Avian Awards. We're going to cover a lot today. We did a lot of talking yesterday about not the categories. Wonderful. So we will be moving along pretty quickly. If you want to follow along, avn.com, right-hand corner is their awards page. Then over on the left side, nominees. That's the list of nominees. Keep in mind as we go through, voting is a weighted system, so 1 through 8, 1 through 15, whatever it is, it does matter. I do have the criteria also at hand, found that out yesterday, so if we get to a category where we're confused, we can find out what exactly the category means, for those of you who don't know. We will be getting started. Before we do, I'd like to mention that feedback is very welcome. Positive, negative. If you think I'm doing a good job, if you think I'm doing a bad job, if there's something you'd like me to cover, please do so. Tell me. Send me an email, Raj@RogReviews.com, or the feedback button at the bottom here, or send a text if you have my phone number. Follow me on Twitter, RogerTPipe.com. Just find a way to get to me, and if you have a question, I will answer it, or at least try. And if you have a suggestion, also as I go through these, just so you know, I'm not going to give you my entire ballot because I am a voter for the Avian Awards. Take it very, very seriously. But I have cleared it with people who are in the know that it's okay to talk about some of my favorites. One thing you will notice and that I will ask in your comments is that we keep it positive. Everybody who is nominated should be very proud that they are nominated. We can always take umbrage with any list. But mostly what we'll do is say, hey, hold on a second, we forgot to mention something. I forgot to mention something yesterday in Best New Starlet. Alina Lee was not in consideration because she's already retired. I think given the criteria, and actually let's start with that. Hold on one second here. Let's go back. Okay, the criteria for Best New Starlet. New female performer who has had the most impact during the eligibility period, sex, acting, marketability, all considered. Now, does the fact that she's retired make her no longer eligible? Because honestly, I think, even though she's retired, I think Alina Lee absolutely deserves to be on the list with the rest of these performers. Now, above them, but again, keep in mind, August Ames, Carmen Caliente, Misha Cross, Carter Cruz, Edra Fox, Keisha Gray, Janice Griffith, Chanel Hart, Jillian Jansen, Katarina Kay, Bell Knox, Adriana Marie, Scarlett Red, Samantha Roan, Dakota Skye. No Alina Lee. Think we should seriously take a look at that and wonder if perhaps she should have been on that list, given the criteria. What do you guys think? And I know she's retired, and maybe that just wipes her off. Should it? Does it? Where would I have placed her on my list? I don't know, to be honest. Near the top? She's pretty amazing. Anyway, our first category for today, and follow along if you'd like, Best Non-Feature. The criteria for Best Non-Feature, most outstanding production with no pretense of plot and not fitting a more specifically defined category, includes titles of the all-sex, gonzo, and wall-to-wall genres, and is based upon sexual heat and production values. So, basically, you're talking about anything that's not a feature. I like this category. I think this is one of the big ones, to be perfectly honest. Best non-feature, Borders of Desire, Dana Vespoli, Evil Angel, Brazzers 10th Anniversary from Brazzers, Dark Perversions 3, Kelly Madison, Dirty Little Sex Dolls, Vivid, Flesh Hunter 12, Jules Jordan, great movie, James Dean 7 Sins, Greed, Killers from Cobra Films, Natural Beauties from Babes, Performers of the Year 2014, Pure Desire from Erotica X, Rocco's Coming to America, Rocco and Evil, Selfies, Wicked Picture, She's So Small, Porn Pros Pulse, Totally Unprofessional 3, Mike John, Jules Jordan, and White Room 3, Kelly Madison. Flesh Hunter 12, really great movie. Performers of the Year 2014 from Elegant, really great movie. Totally Unprofessional 3, really cool to see Mike John, Jules Jordan on here, directed by Tim Von Swine, who I think did a fantastic job with a cast that was interesting. It was a movie that I liked very much. I was not in love with the cast. They all did a great job. They had good chemistry with Tim. The movie itself is very good. It just didn't quite resonate with me because they weren't performers that I really just go crazy over, like Performers of the Year 2014, which was all huge stars. But I think it definitely deserves to be up there. It's a really good film, especially if you like POV. The problem here, if there's a problem, you look at something like Borders of Desire that's really high-end and glossy, and Killers. Natural Beauties is very pretty. Rocco's Coming to America and Totally Unprofessional 3 are more just sort of hard around the edges gonzo. So it is sort of a bit of a wide range, but, you know, still interesting. Best non-sex performance. Peter Ackworth in Barbarella, a kinky parody. James Bartolet on The Air. By the way, I believe this is a mandatory nomination. I think, and I love James, I think that he has to be nominated at least once every year, or we can't have the awards. I think maybe the entire space-time continuum would collapse on itself if James Bartolet did not get at least one non-sex nomination. Big Ron, Block Party, The Chillin' Grillin' Orgy, J.M. Darling for Hollywood Babylon, Bend Over for Down on Abbey, Roy Karch, Not Jersey Boys XXX, Tyler Knight from 24XXX, Christian Mann, Voracious Season 2, Mike Maz, X-Men XXX, Peter O'Toole, Pornucopia, Bryn Pryor, Wet Work, Will Ryder, Not Jersey Boys, Seth's Beard, Game of Bones, Brian Street Team, the Dr. Horror parody, and the Twins from The Right Amount of Wrong. That's tough. Some years you've got a performance in this category that just blows you away. This year, Tyler Knight was good. Small time. Christian Mann, probably a favorite. Of course, Christian has passed. Influential, important, fantastic person in our industry, very well liked. Got to play a non-sex role that might get him, an award. Mike Maz as X-Men was very good. I like Mike's performance a lot. Bryn Pryor in Wet Work. Bryn's done some great non-sex work over the years, by the way, including the Star Wars movie. A lot of fun. Roy Karch and Will Ryder and Not Jersey Boys were also fun. The only one I haven't seen, and Bartolet's performance is very good again, and James is in 4 or 5 of these other movies, could have been nominated for a lot of these. I haven't seen the Barbarella parody yet. I'm going to watch it probably tomorrow or the next day. So we'll see how Peter Ackworth's performance is there. We have a category, Best Older Woman, Younger Girl Release. So we talked earlier on about subgenres, and we're really slicing things thin these days. And I think this is an example. We have best, you know, all-girl release. We have best all-girl series. We have best lesbian sex scene. We have best all-girl performer. Now we have older woman, younger girl release. We don't have older man, younger woman release. Kind of interested to know what people think about that. Is this, again, subgenres. Accidentally Lesbian, Cosplay Queens and Tied Up Teens from Philly Films. I didn't realize that was an older woman, younger girl, but it was a great movie. Cougars, Kittens and Cock from Jules Jordan. Couples Banging the Babysitter. See, okay, Couples Banging the Babysitter. Wait a minute, that's not just older woman, younger girl. That was both. Great series, by the way. Couples Banging the Babysitter from Lethal Hardcore. Couple Seeking Teens 14, Reality Junkies. That's one of my favorite series. Finger Licking Girlfriends 3, Soccer Lesbians from Smash Pictures. Lesbian Adventures, Older Woman, Younger Girls, 5 from Sweethearts. Lesbian Seductions, Older, Younger, 46 from Girlfriends. I think those two series really kind of shaped this category, to be honest. You know, I mean, the Girlfriends title is up to volume 46. Been around for a while. Doghouse Films, Mom and Dad Are Fucking My Friends, 14. Should we have... And here's Moms Bang Teens, 6 from Reality Kings. Should we have a couples a category for the, you know, Mom and Dad Fuck the Babysitter type movies? Rocco Teens versus MILFs, Show or How from Adam and Eve. As an individual release, I really liked Cosplay Queens. That was the girl. But Couple Seeking Teens and Cougars, Kittens, and Cock 3 were really great titles, I think. One of my favorite categories, Best Oral Release. Old joke here, any oral release is probably going to be pretty great. Just a tip for you ladies out there. Yeah, couldn't help it. I am still a 13-year-old boy at heart. Best Oral Release, Big Dick Glory Holes 12 from Lethal Hardcore, if you like Glory Holes. Blow Me Off from David Perry, Evil Angel, European Blowjobs. Blowjob Fridays 9 from Bang Bro Productions, why not? It's Friday when I get a blowjob. Come Crossfire from Johnny Darko, if you like extreme multiple facials. Faces Loaded from Jules Jordan, same thing. Facial Violation 3 from Leigh Wood, again, if you like facials. Facialized from Hard X, Glory Hole Confessions 10, if you like Glory Holes, again, Lethal Hardcore. I Came on James Dean's Face. Different style there. See, now we got a guy with the girls coming on the face. Oral themed. Again, couldn't most all-girl movies be in the oral themed category, since especially Girlfriends films when they don't use toys? Just a thought. Let Me Suck You 6 from Elegant Angel. Sloppy Cocksuckers 2 from Mike Adriano, Evil Angel. Sloppy Head 5, Johnny Darko, Evil Angel. Slurpy Throat Sluts 2, Mike Adriano, Evil Angel. Teenage Cocksuckers 3 from Team Skeet. And Wet Food 5 from Johnny Darko. Let's do some quick math and see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from Evil Angel. That's pretty impressive. If you're going to look for the best in this category, Wet Food 5 was great. Sloppy Head 5 is great. I'm a big fan of Darko's oral stuff. I like the Big Dick Glory Hole series from Lethal Hardcore. Faces Loaded from Jules Jordan is also excellent. So is Facialized from Hard X. There. Several titles to look for there. Best oral sex scene. And again, like some of these others, if I can remember a sex scene just by reading the list, chances are it was pretty great. Amateur Introductions 14, Amateur Allure, Adra Fox. Blowjob Face 2, Jules Jordan, Sarah Chavon. Cinderella, Carter Cruz, and Penny Pax. That's a 2-on-1 blowjob scene that was pretty fantastic. Come Crossfire, Johnny Darko, Riley Reed. If you like Riley Reed, and you should, that's a great one. Facialized, Veronica Avlov. The Gardener, Jesse Andrews. Hot for Teacher, Jessica Drake. Anytime Jessica Drake is doing oral sex, it's good. Keisha Gray from Hard X. Let Me Suck You 6, the Vicky Chase scene. Vicky Chase is an incredibly underrated performer with amazing deep throat skills. Do not miss that scene. Do not miss that girl. Misha Cross, Wide Open. Misha Cross, Riley Goes Gonzo, Riley Steele. Always good to see her. Sexploitation of Romy Rain. Romy Rain, Disc 1, Scene 7. She Swallows Sperm, Larkin Love from Johnny Darko. Sloppy Cocksuckers, Mike Adriano. Jody Taylor and Leah Falcon. And Wet Food 5, Johnny Darko, the Carmen Canada scene. If you like less hardcore, Cinderella or the Jessica Drake scene would be my pick. The Riley Steele from Come Crossfire was really, really good. Really good. And then the Let Me Suck You 6, Vicky Chase. Also really exceptional. Let's go. Alright. Do a few more. Sliding back up here, best orgy gangbang release. Again, not my favorite category. People ask why. I think I like to focus in on one performer, or sometimes two. What usually happens in a group scene is there's somebody I really like, and just about the time the flow is going really well, we switch off of that person and go over to somebody else. And it gets hard to maintain an equal level of heat in a group scene, unless group scenes happen to be your thing. And then you get what used to happen in the 80s. I don't know what the actual term is. I always call it intercutting. When you've got two scenes going on simultaneously in the flow of a movie, and you switch back and forth. Best example I can think of is in the old days, I used to watch a lot of Ginger Lynn movies. Vivid had their series. Ginger Lynn was on the cover. She was the title girl. She was the hottest thing going. She was fantastic. Loved me some Ginger Lynn, as we all did. And inevitably, she'd be doing a great scene, and the scene progresses, you know, kissing, undressing, oral, doggy, whatever. And you'd get, you know, it sort of gets progressively hotter to the pop shot, and you'd get to a certain point, and then you'd switch scenes, and that scene then would go back a few minutes on the scale, and inevitably, it seemed like it was a Sharon Mitchell scene. So you go from Ginger Lynn giving a great blowjob and about to get fucked to, okay, now we're going to switch over to Sharon Mitchell getting her pussy eaten. And I hated that. I hated the constant switching gears. And that's what I get from a lot of orgy stuff. That's just kind of my quick explanation as to why orgy stuff is not my favorite stuff. There are some good ones, though. I will admit that. Orgy or gangbang, totally different beast to me, but I get it. Four Men and a Lady, Gangbang, was a good movie. Baseball Orgy was fun. Zero Tolerance is doing a lot of orgy stuff. It's pretty fun. Black Cherry Cheerleaders Gangbang from Black Market. Block Party from Black Market. Haven't gotten those. I need to get those before I completely vote. Gangbang Me from Hard X was super good. Super good. Don't miss that one. James Dean Seven Sins Gluttony. Juvenile Rampage from Harmony. Manuel Ferrara's Reverse Gangbang, there is a fantasy for you, guys. You and a bunch of the hottest girls in the world. Why not? My First Gangbang 5 from Third Degree. Orgy Masters 4 from Jules Jordan. Swingers Orgy from Doghouse. This Is My First, a gangbang movie from Digital Sin. Unplanned Orgies from Porno Dan. Veruca James No Limit, which was a gangbang movie. And World Class Wrecking Crew, a gangbang movie. I'm a little surprised not to see Bonnie Land on here. I wonder if that popped up somewhere else. Let me take a look really quick. I am not seeing that anywhere. Nope. Nope. No Bonnie Land. Interesting. Very interesting. That was a really good one too, by the way, Bonnie Land. Okay, given this collection, Gangbang Me's pretty tough to beat in this category, I gotta say. Best parody. This one, I think, is a big, big category, and we will end it here. Best parody. Now, let me throw this out to you guys. What makes something a great parody? Is it how closely it resembles the original? Is it how it takes the original and makes it funny? We've had some serious movies that have been made funny. Is it how it takes the natural sex appeal of a mainstream product, turns it into great porn? I'm curious to see what you guys think. Is it just the costumes? So give me an idea what you think makes for a great parody. In this category, 24XXX and Axl Braun parody, I really loved it. It had the same look and feel as 24. Slightly humorous, rather than going straight action. And a lot of fun. 9.5 Weeks in Erotic Parody, good. American Hustle, I liked quite a bit, even though I didn't like the original material. Austin Powers XXX, same thing. Not an Austin Powers fan at all. I liked the porn version. It was very funny. Barbarella, I'm going to watch that tomorrow, like I said. Cape Fear XXX, I liked. That one, they tried to stay pretty true to the original. A tough one to do. I liked it. And they did gender swap so that Bonnie Rotten played the role of Robert De Niro, which I thought was very good. Cinderella XXX, really good movie. Samantha Saint is absolutely fantastic. So is Veronica Avlov. Really good sex and great sets and costumes. The Doctor Horror Porn Parody, have to see that one. E.T., I have that one as well. Just can't say that I've ever really thought of watching E.T. as a porn. Game of Bones, good. Not Jersey Boys XXX. I liked the sex wasn't great for me, but the music was fantastic and the feel was very good. Snow White XXX, I think I might like that even better than Cinderella. It's tough. Cinderella was just lighter. Spider-Man XXX2, an Axel Braun parody, was good. This Ain't Boardwalk Empire, haven't seen that one quite yet. And then Horror of Wall Street from Brazzers was pretty good. Yeah, this is a tough one. I need to see Barbarella, because I've heard really good things. I need to see E.T., but off the top of my head, 24 was excellent, as was American Hustle, as were both of the Cinderella and Snow Whites. So, tough call there. What do you guys think? What's your favorite kind of parody? That is it. Once again, feedback welcome. Roger Pipe, Roger at RogerViews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, the feedback button at the bottom of this page. However you want to give me feedback, positive, negative, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, questions, comments, send them in. I will read them. We will turn it into a discussion. We're getting close to the holidays. If you listen to this, I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season, whatever holidays you celebrate. I'm going to go ahead and wish you all a Merry Christmas, because that's my holiday of choice. I hope you take that in the spirit that it's intended. Thank you all very much for listening. I do consider myself, by the way, a very blessed person to have you guys support me for almost 20 years doing this, and that some of you are still having a good time with it. I care very much about this business. I had two great conversations with two other people who care about this business. Really kind of renewed my spirit a little bit to make me realize that there's still people out there who care and that are trying to do good things. And I know you guys are, you're fantastic. You've been great to me, and I really appreciate you. So thank you very much. And again, love to hear from you. Have a good one.